This episode of Hot Breath is sponsored by our Patreon. If any of our content has helped your comedy career, join our Patreon linked in the show notes and get positive comedy karma for life. Probably. What's goody, Hot Breathiverse? Welcome back to Hot Breath, the show where you learn comedy from the pros. I am your host, comedian Joel Byers, and this show's mission is to cultivate the next generation of self-made comics. And our guest today is the winner of our monthly $100 joke contest. This interview is from our live stream we do every single month with the top three finalists of the contest. We live stream it into our Facebook group and YouTube, where you, the Hot Breathiverse, decide who wins live on the show, where they will come on and do an interview. Mr. Bob Kirk out of Toronto, Canada. He's been competing in this competition since we started it back in Hot Breath Pro several months ago, and now his hard work has paid off, and he shares you exactly how he was able to write a new 90-second set in just 7 days. If you want to compete in a future $100 joke contest, win the money, get an episode on Hot Breath, all you got to do is become a member of Hot Breath Pro. And to do that, all you got to do is join one of our comedy masterclasses. We have a podcasting masterclass, a comedy writing masterclass, and a show production masterclass. All of those will be linked below, as well to all of our workshops and some other fun content for you. But anyone who joins one of the masterclasses automatically gets in to Hot Breath Pro to compete in this contest every month, connect with other motivated and like-minded comics, be a part of our live Q&As, and so much more. So this whole comedy platform is designed to help comics become self-made. And this episode is a prime example of a comic doing just that. So buckle up, enjoy yourselves. And there's only one thing left to do. And that is inhale a hot breath with Bob Kirk.
Bob Kirk, congratulations, man.
Thanks.
Oh my gosh, how does it feel?
It feels, I'm numb.
You're numb? I hope you're not having a heart attack.
No, I took those pills already.
What's going through your mind right now, Bob? I mean, you submit every month. You've been submitting since the beginning, like we've been doing this, like every single month. Like what's going through your mind right now? What's how you feeling, man?
Well, I think it's a great opportunity to develop new material, right? For sure. It's great. Like even with this set family, I found that I always overwrite, but I've gone back and now developed a 5-minute set on it, all about family.
On family? So,
yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
Our family.
Yeah, I found a lot of like memories I had probably suppressed growing up that some made it into the set that I submitted, and then a lot of it didn't, but it was a good exercise. Like I really was able to generate a lot of things to build on just based on the theme, you know.
Oh, yeah, for sure. For sure. Yeah, you know, I just get on there and write and try to don't censor yourself. Just write. I think I had like 3 pages of stuff.
Yeah, and it's really. Oh, can you hear those leaf blowers? It's not a bobcat, at least, right?
Yeah. Have they found the body?
No, because I'm still here. If they found the body, that means I got caught. But that's hilarious. This is perfect timing right when we're doing this. But anyway, so what is...
Dog hasn't dug them up yet.
what's kind of your... I mean, you submit every single month. So like what's kind of your process if you hear the word family? So then like where do you go from there once you have the theme?
I just start writing anything that I think of. That I think about family, and then I, you know, hone it down every draft. I keep all my drafts. I think this was about the 7th draft that I did.
Wow.
90 seconds, right? So.
Whoa.
Which I think comes in, which is I'm learning about 190 to 200 words for the 90 seconds, roughly.
Oh, interesting. So you said 190 to 200 words per 90 seconds?
Yeah. At times Roman times 12.
Oh, interesting.
It depends how fast I talk.
That's so interesting.
I'm trying to slow down.
So you'll write it out word for word. You have it down to the word, basically.
Yeah, for sure. But I did, even looking at my drafts, I did improvise some, like that line, thanks, Grandma, and at the bottom of the ocean, you know?
Oh, you improvised that one?
That's when I was doing the takes, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Just leave room for get it up on. I mean, I know I do about 20 takes, you know, because there's, like you said, there's no editing in it. So, oh my God.
Yeah, it's just you got to do it straight through. Yeah.
Between my crystallized brain trying to remember the lines and just doing it.
I find that too, though. Like even in like the process of recording it, I'll find new punchlines and ideas.
Yeah. Yeah, so I think it's really good to do that, you know. So with every month, it forces you to write on a theme that, you know, I wouldn't think of really necessarily.
Mm-hmm.
Right? The candy and the other themes, you know, that you supply us, Joel. And I got to do a shout out, well, to you for doing this. It's great and challenges us all. Which is terrific in the daily. Writing every day is tricky. I may not be in there every day, but I do it later. I take the word and work on it later. I try to come up with at least 10 jokes a day, if not more, you know. So I may not be in for the 10 o'clock or 10 to 10. But, you know, and a big shout out to I got to say to the feedback groups, you know, Joan runs her room Monday nights at 6. It's great to go in there, and Jack's in there. Anybody drops in. Peggy's been in there. I got to say, congrats to Peggy and Tom, too, for their sets were good.
Great sets. Yeah, great sets.
That's a big family, Peggy. We grabbed 10 people.
Yeah, right?
It's like, yeah, I laughed at that. That was funny, but hey, that's her life.
Yeah.
I got to say, yeah. So to Joan and Jack and Chris Brulon, you know, for running his mic. I mean, you know, like Monday to Friday, 3 o'clock, and all the guys in there. Joan's in there, Dino's in there, Axel's in there, Oz. I don't want to forget anybody. Quentin, Juan Carlos, Sarah, Martha, Andy. You know, so and. Everybody's in different days, you know, whenever they can drop in. So having the set and having that opportunity, I think is prime for us to you know, be able to run your set and get some feedback, you know. So,
for sure. Yeah, I love hearing the collaborative.
Better than this one.
You're doing great, Bob. And even Dave said, I saw one of Bob's earlier sets, and I felt like this one he put into practice everything he learned in pro, like act outs and making it personal, etc., you know.
Yeah. I mean, you say that a lot about making it personal. Let's hear more about you, your family.
Yeah, I remember your early sets. I mean, you've always been a wild man, but this one you really seem to like marry the writing and the performing aspect of it, you know.
Yeah, I enjoy the performing. Because I come from an improv background, so I think that's more a stronger facet of my toolbox, so to speak. So I'm pretty at ease at doing that and the act outs and that. So.
Well, I'll say, like, my wife and I watch all these together, and she's always, she loves all of your sets that you submit, everyone that submits.
I should get her to vote.
But Bob has a special place. In her heart, she's always excited. She's like, "Oh, Bob and Joan." She loves all of you, Sandy as well. I'm gonna stop name dropping, but
well,
you, Bob.
It's good to be nice to seniors. Right?
Yeah. It's just karma. Yeah, we're trying to build up our karma.
Yeah, exactly.
Cool. Well, are there any other? I mean, you've like competed in basically every single contest. So, like, do you have any other like writing tips or anything for anyone that? Maybe is submitting or to someone who like hasn't submitted. I know there's a lot of people in Hot Breath Pro who like don't compete in this, and it's just such an easy way to write new material quickly and also make money doing it, you know? So I want to encourage others to like start competing in it more, you know?
Yeah, no, it's, I look at it not so much the money or you know, being coming in, but the process of doing it and developing the material is key.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can go out and do mics, you know, but like a big aspect is having the rooms and being able to bounce every day. If you want to be in there every day, you can be, you know, with Chris. And it's a good bunch of guys and girls in there that, you know, you can get some feedback too. And I got to say too, the UN group is a lot of fun too, you know, like mm-hmm. Evelyn's in there and Bobby and John and Jack and Dino and Oz and Justin, you know, so, I mean, that's a whole nother aspect. That's more sketch ready, but that's a lot of fun too, you know? And it's nice, I think, really nice to you know, I mean, doing stand-up, you can be so insular
and
on your own. To have that opportunity to feedback and get input, and everybody, I think everybody wants to see us do well for each other, right?
No matter, yeah.
You're all over the place, down in the States and England and Canada. So I think it's really good that we support each other that way and give the input so that, you know, it's almost like, let's get this guy set or this girl set as best can be, you know, or throw suggestions out there to help.
Yeah, I mean, even Sandy, who won last month, you know, credited DaVita for helping her, like, get the set together. So it is great to see... Yeah, the collaborative spirit of the Hot Breathiverse at work, you know,
yeah,
so valuable.
I think that's a big aspect of what you have going, Joel, with this whole group, you know, it's good.
Oh,
it's excellent. Yeah.
Makes my heart smile.
So I don't know, like, as far as writing, I just sort of go through it and try to hone it, you know, and you talk a lot about word economy and that too, you know,
mm-hmm.
So it's a balance. You know, I mean, 90 seconds really fast.
Gosh,
really,
I know. I know. I had this whole thing about my Uncle Bob was the tickle monster. It didn't make it into my set, but I don't know. It's silly. Now that I'm saying it out loud, I feel silly. But it was about.
No, I was a tickle monster myself with my kids.
You would tickle your kids until they peed?
Yeah.
Did you do that?
Yeah.
And then you laughed at them?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Go change your clothes. Go on.
Well, yeah. Happy graduation, Joel. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cool.
Try to do it now when they're in their late 20s. Who's coming?
It's like, say uncle, say it. Don't spray it, Joel. Jeez. Yeah.
That's why they don't come home.
Yeah. That's hilarious. Oh, that's so great. That, yeah, Evelyn said Bob gave me helpful advice in the UN group yesterday. And Lynn said, sounds like you live comedy.
Yeah, she should know.
I think we all do. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think we all do, yeah.
I'm possessed, I think. Well, or should be.
Well, you're amongst company here, for sure.
Yeah.
Nice.
And I think trying to educate yourself, like... You know, no matter what your age, you can always learn. You know, I look at it at that. Always be curious, be open. Like, I love the the Jerry Corley. Some of his seminars, I'm working with him a bit. You know, so
yeah,
he's great. He really knows his stuff. And I got that from your interview with him, that two-hour interview you did with him. You know, and very helpful. I mean, he really knows his stuff. So, you know, finding people that know their stuff and trying to learn from them, I think, is optimal.
Yeah, absolutely. That's the whole goal of the Hot Breathiverse, my friend.
Yeah.
Man. Well, is there anything else? Any other tips or anything? Or any... You're one of the few people who consistently compete every single month. You know, like, there's a group of y'all that really submit every single month, and then we have some people come and go every other month or so. But, like, you're there every single month. Like, what... Do you have any, like, advice or, I don't know, any wisdom for us, Bob?
I don't know. Like, here's the five W's, you know, the who, what, where, when, why, how. But, I mean, I guess I get some of that from improv. You know, you got to do the same thing. You're trying to create an environment on stage, and your character, the theme, the setting, what, because you're, it's so fast, right? It moves so fast. So to get into longer bits, but it was neat, like doing it, because I found expanding into the 5 minutes is good. I got to hit a lot of other areas. And expand that a bit, but still.
How do you stay so consistent?
I write every day.
Mm-hmm.
I try to do the right hand, or I'm doing other stuff, that involves writing and thinking.
Yeah.
Writing and thinking. Well,
it's a good exercise. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And I think that's a big part of it. You have to keep writing, keep trying to force yourself or do it or make it a, like anything, make it a regular activity in your life.
Just do it.
Instead of waiting for inspiration to hit.
Yeah.
I'm surprised. I'm working on another whole area to do with death. And I've gone deep into death. But I got like 25 minutes on it.
Oh, wow.
To me, it just blew me away how much material has come out of that,
Oh, that's so exciting. I'm excited to see you diving into these deeper topics, Bob.
Yeah. So I'd surprise myself to go into that, so much, right? Maybe I'm thinking of afterlife care. Afterlife care? No.
Oh, wow. Oh, Bob, you've got plenty of time.
It's funny with the death theme, because my daughter said to me, she goes, I think I read some stuff to them, and she goes, Dad, is there something we should know? I mean, really, what's going on? Do you need to talk to us?
Yeah.
I go, no, I don't know. Maybe I'm just, is there funny stuff about death? I don't know.
I love it.
I'm going to run into it at some point.
Yeah, and dying on stage as well. There's all sorts of death in comedy. You can... Is there anywhere people can reach out to you, or people if they enjoyed this?
We're shooting that UN sketch tonight, so that should be fun.
Very nice. Yeah.
And I'm doing Yuck Yucks. December 7th. So.
Oh, that's awesome. No, that's great. Yeah, that's very soon. Have you done it before?
Yeah,
the comedy club up there, you do it.
Well, to be honest, I haven't done it there for since the pandemic, right?
So, wow.
But I've been up north, but that's closed down now for the winter. So.
December 7th. Congrats, Bob. That's huge. Yuck Yucks is a very well-known club.
Yeah.
Nice.
So I'm looking forward to that. I'm going to do this family set, I think.
I'm excited. Yeah. So you'll say to people to reach out to you on Facebook, search Bob Kirk if they want to connect with you.
Yeah.
Nice.
Me with Twitter and all this other stuff. I'm one step at a time.
I know. I mean, the fact you could figure this video out, I'm very impressed. Well, yeah. Bob, I am just smitten that you won, my friend. You submit every single month, and it paid off, my friend. I'm so excited for you, Bob. I appreciate you.
I'm excited for myself.
Awesome.
Anyway.
Well,
thanks a lot, Joe. And thanks for all you do and starting this and keeping it going. I know you're getting busy with your gigs and everything, so that's great.
I love doing it, and I love the Hot Breathverse, and I love just comics helping comics, So it's
and all those interviews you do, big help listening to different people you bring in and the advice they have to share. It's terrific.
Oh, well, thank you, Bob. Yeah, that's the whole goal, my friend. So I'm glad to hear it's all working. That's the whole goal. So, well, Bob, it's my pleasure, my friend, and keep up the good work, and enjoy your day, my friend.
You too. Have a good family weekend there, and keep doing what you do, Joel. Thanks.
I will.
I appreciate you.
Absolutely. And everyone, have a good day out there. Bye, y'all.
There it is, Hot Breathiverse. Every single month, we do this $100 joke contest, and I would love to have you on the show. I would love to see you win this money. If you're not in Hot Breath Pro yet, all you gotta do, go join one of our comedy masterclasses linked in the description of this episode, and I'll see you there. But reach out to Bob Kirk, let him know how much you enjoyed this episode, and we'll see you next Monday right here on Hot Breath. Hot Breath. This episode of Hot Breath is sponsored by our Patreon. If any of our content has helped your comedy career, join our Patreon linked in the show notes and get positive comedy karma for life. Probably.